From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Barack Obama is on the final leg of his last foreign trip to Lima, Peru's capital, where he will seek to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Donald Trump. Obama had made a focus on Asia and the Pacific. The president and his free trade allies have pushed hard for years to put the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, or TPP, into action. But on the campaign trail, now President-elect Trump has said TPP was not in the best interest of America. More than 1 month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people leaving densely populated urban areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN data show nearly half of those fleeing their homes in Mosul are children. Women, girls, and female-headed households who make up much of the rest often are survivors of sexual and other human rights abuse. Spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says people trying to reach safety encounter many dangers along the way.
They face risks from direct and indirect fire, explosive remnants of war, that is unexploded ammunition lying around, and improvised explosive devices, but also possible retaliation from ISIL. And we have heard also in the past that they are at severe risk of being used as human shields.
The UN reports more than 40,000 displaced people are sheltering in formal camps run by the Iraqi government in three governorates. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News. The official Saudi press agency says a Saudi-led military coalition has declared a 48-hour ceasefire in Yemen. The coalition said in a statement the truce would be extended if the Houthi rebels allow humanitarian aid deliveries to besieged cities. Yemen, on the southern edge of the Arabian Peninsula, has been in the midst of a civil war since September 2014. This week, President-elect Donald Trump will continue talks with prospective candidates for top positions within his administration. On Saturday, Mitt Romney, a former Republican presidential candidate who has been critical of Trump, is expected to meet with him. Romney has been mentioned as one of the potential picks for Secretary of State. Mr. Trump has already picked Senator Jeff Sessions to become his attorney general, Congressman Mike Pompeo as director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn as his national security advisor. Former CIA and National Security Agency head General Michael Hayden says the new job will challenge Flynn.
I do think most of his life experience has been at the tactical level, where he has been incredibly successful in the fight against terrorism.
And unlike Sessions and Pompeo, Flynn will not need confirmation by the U.S. Senate. During a speech at an international summit in Peru, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg urged world leaders to invest in connecting citizens to the Internet. Zuckerberg promoted the role Internet connectivity plays in lifting communities out of poverty, improving global health, and supplementing education across the world in an address before the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. He also called on more world leaders to sign the Connectivity Declaration, which is an initiative he proposed at the UN last year. It's aimed to provide an Internet connection for the entire world by 2020. Zuckerberg's address follows heavy scrutiny of the role played by his massive social media. In the recent U.S. presidential election, critics have said that Facebook did too little to crack down on fake news stories. Thousands of anti-government protesters have marched in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, Saturday, demanding the resignation of the Prime Minister Najib Razak over his alleged involvement in a multi-billion dollar misappropriation scandal. That demonstration is unlikely to lead to his resignation. He has so far weathered the crisis, consolidating the power by cracking down on dissenters and curbing media groups and activists. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.